WHFR Dearborn, and this is live from Studio J. And what you heard was Labor Day Weekend from their latest Compulsive Actor. We heard Dry Well Blues, Fix Yourself, Train Song, and we started out with How You Met Me. Okay, it's that time. It's 5 o'clock, and we're gonna do some live music in the studio. And this week we have Downriver Dan. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming down.
Oh, thank you. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good, man. I'm looking forward to this. I haven't seen you guys play yet, so this is going to be a treat.
All right. Front row seat, too.
Yes. You can't beat that with a stick. All right. What are we going to start out with?
Well, we'll start off with an original from my CD. How about Everybody Gets the Blues?
Okay.
Brings the food. Man, I ache
looking at her mind is too. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Everybody gets the blues.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Downriver Dan. Everybody gets the blues.
I can't forget about the Billies, Downriver Dan and the Billies.
Okay. Well, with that being said, if you don't mind, if you can go around real quick, announce yourselves, like what your name is, what you do, all that good stuff.
My name is Bill Salisbury. I play the bass.
Beautiful, sparkly bass at that.
Too bad we can't see it on the radio.
Oh, and I'm Billy Rana.
All right.
On the drums.
So he would be the loudest one.
I can be louder.
Well, we're going to have a contest. So is this the three of you, you've been part of this band for quite a while, or?
Me and Billy, the drummer, have been together for a little over a year now, and then we got Bill playing bass about 6 months ago.
Okay.
8 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And how long have you been playing as Downriver Dan?
Let's see. It's a good question. 5 or 6 years, I think.
Okay. Hey, you look quite young. You've been doing it a while. You must have started early there.
Yep. Started playing when I was around 12.
Okay. Now they say that's when you got to do it. If you do it too much later than that, it doesn't work out for some odd reason. I don't know why. Well, I mean, you can start at any time in your life, but you know what I'm saying? If you really want to get really good at it, you start when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the physical part of it, you know.
He's still a kid, though.
Yeah, he's still a kid. I mean, I know if I was running a bar, I would definitely card him. I said, I don't know. He doesn't look old enough to be here, so.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, well, enjoy it while you can, buddy. You know, it's like when you get older, that's going to really be nice. You know, you'll be able to pick up younger females because you'll still look young, you know. Like me, I looked like an old man when I was in high school, you know. It's like I tried to look at females my age and they'd look at me like I was some dirty old man. They'd come to find out she's older than I am, you know. I was like, oh God. But anyway, so you guys got any upcoming shows?
Yeah, we are playing tomorrow night down at Nancy Whiskey in Detroit.
Okay.
And then few more shows. We're in Auburn Hills on the 19th at Duffy's Pub. Then we're at Guy Hollerin's out in Ann Arbor on the 20th. And then one more for the month. We're at the Meridian Winter Blast down in Detroit. That'll be on the 28th.
That'll be nice. That's a good high-profile gig there. All right.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Do you know what time you're going on for that one? Approximately ballpark?
We're playing at 1 o'clock for that one.
All right.
Early slot.
That would be what, on a Saturday?
That is a Sunday.
Oh, a Sunday. Well, that's even better, actually. It's easier for people to get out that early on Sunday, maybe like after church for some of us, but okay. But yeah, there'll be a lot of people out there for that, for sure.
Right.
So. Okay. So do you have any like releases that are available, or...?
Yeah, I've got my one CD with 10 original songs. We're going to play most of those today.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Without You. You can find that on my website at downriverdan.com, or it's on CD Baby as well.
Okay.
Or iTunes.
All the usual places, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll have to review that again as the show progresses. I'm going to have to write all this down. That's just for the month of January, huh?
Yeah, trying to keep busy.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Okay, let's do another one. What do you have for us?
All right, here's another one from the CD. This one's called Nothing Left to Save.
Just flame, sun cries and the winds are rage, turning tides bring the end of days, and it's all blowing your way. Thank you.
You're listening to the blues of Downriver Dan here on
What's
Live from
Nothing Left to Save.
Nothing Left to Save.
Original Downriver Dan tune.
All right. And you're listening to Live from Studio J every Thursdays from 5 to 6. We have live performances for your listening pleasure. Live as it happens. No, not pre-recorded, but no, it's happening right now. All right. So what influenced you? What got you started, Dan?
Well, my dad got me started on the listening to the old blues and rock music.
Mm-hmm.
Back as long as I can remember.
Was it more blues, more rock, or equal parts both?
I'd say it was more blues. More blues influenced.
Mm-hmm. Any names that come to mind? You know,
well, Stevie Ray Vaughan's always the big one for me.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Billy?
Oh, I go way back.
They didn't have blues back then,
no,
right?
No, no. Actually, I was in the My Quattro band when I was about 22 years old.
Really?
Back in the day. And
wow.
I did some touring with Sun Seals.
Mm-hmm.
Out of Chicago, and Bill Perry out of New York.
Okay.
And some other local group names. Johnny B. Gayden out of Chicago, James Cloyd, Val Ventro, Steve King and the Diddleys. It just goes on and on.
Wow. Yeah, I remember some of those. Yeah, that was a little while back, you know. But we came from the right era, though, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that before the show. It's like, you know, the stuff that they come out with now. Not to say there's not good music coming out now. There is. It's just a lot harder to find. You know, you're not going to hear it on the radio too often, that's for sure.
Exactly.
You have to go to WHFR for things like that.
You are correct, sir.
89.3 WHFR.
All right. Okay, so we're playing tracks from your... This is the only full length you have, or?
Yep, right now.
Okay.
The only one I have at the moment.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, I know it's hard and it's expensive. You know, it's not like you got this, you know, record company paying for everything like in the old days.
Ah!
But then there was a downside to that. They paid for everything, but the moment you started dropping in sales, it was like, see ya, bye-bye.
Yep.
So it was a catch-22 there for sure, a double-edged sword.
Well, they get their cut before you get any.
This is true, but that's any type of organization, any type of business, right? Wouldn't matter what kind it was. The people at the top with all the money, they get it first.
Exactly.
So. All right, what do you have for us now?
Let's do Since You've Been Gone. Another one from the CD.
When it rains, And I see everyone moved on as I try to start again. There's so much emptiness just filling me up inside. It's been so lonely since you've been gone. Since you've been gone, well, I tried so hard to leave, but those old memories never let me be. Doesn't matter where I go, your face is what I see. The way it screams your name gets the best of me.
Once again, you're listening to Downriver Dan on Live from Studio J. All right. So what was the name of the full length again? Sorry.
Full length of the CD is called Without You.
Without You. And we can find that on the normal sites. And you have a Facebook page, correct?
Of course. You can find us on Facebook, just Downriver Dan.
Okay. And we could probably find the release that way as well?
Yep.
Okay. And then, do you normally list all the shows that you have up and coming, or?
Yeah, I always post where we're playing, and mm-hmm. I always keep the calendar up to date on the website. And
okay. All right. Well, we haven't heard from the newest guy.
Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. What influenced you to start playing?
It was probably my folks too. My dad used to play. A lot of CCR and Beatles records, and my mom would throw on the Neil Diamond.
Hey.
But, yeah.
He was a good songwriter. He wrote some.
Absolutely. That 70s pop is awesome stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then he was writing tunes for, you know, all kinds of different people, including the Monkees, you know.
Yeah.
So he's a very talented man. You know, some people, you tell them you listen to Neil Diamond, they look at you like, oh, God.
Yeah.
You know? But a very talented man. He's been at it for like over 50 years, and he's still going, so he must be doing something right.
Yeah. From there, just, you know, that fever hit and saved up and bought a bass, and the rest is history.
So you've been playing since you were young, or?
14.
14, yeah. That was a couple years ago.
About
right?
10, 15 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm finally reaching that certain point in my life where I just make jokes about how old I am. You know, you just embrace it. You know, it's like, you know, when you have people saying they had cars back then, and you know, all kinds of goofy stuff like that. Yeah, they had cars back then, and you know, we had to wind up our turntable to listen to it, right? You know?
Yeah,
like the old Victrolas. But we got to see all the good stuff, though. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I think I was born at the right era. I missed the Woodstock generation. I missed the late 60s, but pretty much from the early 70s on, I was able to catch most of that, you know. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the youth of today, like what they have to grow up with. They don't realize it, you know, what they're missing out on.
I agree.
The kind of music that they... Well, I don't want to say they even listen to it, really. It's not even listening to music anymore. It's like background.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
They're playing with their phones with the music in the background, you know?
Yeah.
That's about it.
Well, they can always tune in to 89.3 WHFR.
If they actually want to listen to music.
Catch Downriver Dan and the Billies.
All different genres, too. You know? Doesn't matter what kind it is. I actually do an experimental show earlier in the day, so that's so out there people actually have asked me, that's music? Yes, it's a legitimate art form, you know, even though you don't understand it. But that was the same with our parents. They didn't understand what we listened to, and their parents didn't understand what they listened to. But I actually got finally to the point where my kids looked at me weird, like, what the hell are you listening to, Dad? That's when you know you've made it. So anyway, let's do another one.
All right, how about You Need Somebody? Another one from the CD.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Downriver Dan, and you said, and the Billies, huh?
Yeah!
Yes, sir.
And if you didn't figure that out already, that's the drummer. Again, the loudest one.
You can contact me at the Taylor Police Station.
Among other ones, right? Oh, what are some of your favorite drummers, Billy?
Number one, guess who? Buddy Rich.
Buddy Rich. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he
was my favorite.
He was the man back in the day, I remember. Isn't he the one that actually played until he dropped?
Well, you know, he... No, yeah, I mean, he played right to the end, you know, but he didn't, he had a stroke, and he was in bed, and you know what I mean? His whole left side was gone and all that stuff, but, you know, he didn't play, like, right to the very end, but yeah, right, to, you know, the last hours or whatever, yeah.
Okay, well, you know how they word the articles sometimes? It sounded like he died while performing.
No, I don't think that.
Okay, but I do know for sure, though, he did actually have a heart attack, and he finished his set... even though he wasn't feeling very good.
That's true.
And then he collapsed. He didn't die then, but he actually finished up the show, even though he was in the middle of having a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. What a lot of people don't know is he started having heart attacks in 1960.
Okay.
And he had them for years, you know, just off and on, and then the final one got him. You know, his operation, his bypass, was done right here in Ann Arbor.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
One of the very first ones in the country.
Huh.
Along with Jim Campbell right here in Detroit.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, he's one of my favorites. And then there's, you know, some of the more modern ones, you know, Dennis Chambers, Vinnie Caliuta, Dave Weckl. I don't know if you know any of those names, but...
Not off the top of my head, no.
Just some great drummers, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now, those are national artists that you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As opposed
Dennis
to...
Chambers was with Parliament Funkadelic for years, and he's done probably 300 records, and... Mm-hmm. Dave Weckl was with Chick Corea, and, you know, Vinnie Caliuta, he was with Sting, he was with everybody. I mean, he just did so many records, so many. These guys are studio guys, you know.
Okay, that's probably why. Yeah. I mean, I'm not real knowledgeable of drummers per se, but these are the guns for hire kind of ones.
Yep, Steve Gadd, you know, one of my favorites.
Okay.
Right. He was on the, you know, a lot of the Steely Dan stuff, you know.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure that one out. They announced a show with them. And it's basically Steely Dan was always just the two gentlemen. And one of them passed away like a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, how? You know, that doesn't make any sense. You know, it's one thing to have a band with five or six people and one of them passes, but... You know, when you're basically noted for just two people and one of them's gone, how do you go out on tour as that band again? That just doesn't make any sense. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that one. I'm sorry, you know. Or they're just that important. It's like if Mick Jagger passed away, obviously the Stones would not exist anymore, you know.
Right.
The same goes with Keith Richards. They probably, it just wouldn't be the same, you know. They've had revolving... other guitarists and bass player, what was it, Bill Wyman, he's been gone a long time, you know, although I can't imagine anybody but Charlie Watts doing the drums for them, though. He's another good one, isn't he?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of opinion, you know, I mean, whoever is listening, or it's a matter of what their opinions are, you know what I mean? I don't really make favorites or non-favorites or whatever. Those are my favorites, but you know, I'm not saying they're the greatest. I mean, everybody's got a different idea of what it should be, and I think that's good.
Yeah, well, I've you know, do a lot of reading up on music, and then Charlie Watts, he's just noted for being that ultimate timekeeper.
Oh, Ringo was like that too, you know.
Ringo was, and one of the things that I heard, there was an article about Ringo, and I never thought about it until I read this article, and it said, do you realize that Ringo had to do the drums for such a diverse array of different songs? I mean, different styles, different genres, because the Beatles weren't, you know, at the beginning they were just a rock and roll band, but as they progressed, you know, they did all kinds of different stuff. And he was the one that had to come up with the drums behind all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it was an ever-changing, like I said, style. You know, it wasn't like, okay, we'll do 4-4 and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, no. So, you know, they my hat's off to Ringo to know exactly what to put behind those songs.
Yeah.
You know?
He was a great Beatle.
Yeah. Undersung. He's probably going to be the last one to go, you know that.
Probably.
That's my guess, my bet, and I'm sticking to it. I don't know.
Now, what about guitar players?
Maybe he'll tour as the Beatles.
You know, what about guitar players? What are some of your favorites, Dan?
Well, like I mentioned before, Stevie Ray Vaughan's always a big one. I like Ted Nugent. And, let's see. Tab Benoit is a big one for me lately, one of the newer guys.
Okay.
He's been around a little while, though.
You ever check out Rory Gallagher?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's one of my faves. How about Johnny Winter?
Oh, Johnny Winter is one of my favorites, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I didn't mention him. Still thinking about drummers, I guess.
Yeah. All right, we should keep it going. I know you want to squeeze in a few more songs before we get out of here, so.
Yeah. All right, let's play Take Me Away.
My way to prove myself.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, being taken away. All right. All right, why don't we keep it going, if that's all right with you gentlemen?
All right, of course.
Listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Downriver Dan and the Billies. All right. So, in case somebody wasn't listening at the beginning of the show, you have some shows coming up in January. You want to go over those again?
Yeah, sure. All right, we're at Nancy Whiskey down in Detroit tomorrow night. It's a 9:30 start time there. Then next Friday, January 19th, we're at Duffy's Pub in Auburn Hills. were at Guy Halloran's in Ann Arbor the following night, January 20th. And then on the 28th, Sunday, we were playing at the Meridian Winter Blast down in Detroit. 1 o'clock.
All right. So you got to get out a little early, but that's a good excuse. Have some breakfast and then go out and check out
Dan. Billy's got to wake up early.
Plus, I need that special pass to get out of the, you know, the clink there.
Yeah.
The yeah, I just bail him out on gig nights.
So they take that little thing off your ankle just temporarily so you can perform?
Yeah. Call Uber. Pick me up.
All right. Let's do another one.
All right. This one's called End of My Road.
Oh,
the first song on the CD.
Okay. By the way, what was the one right before, because you didn't say?
It's called Up Meets Down.
Up Meets Down.
That one is on the CD as well.
Up Meets Down, and then this one's
End of My Road.
Okay. Thank you.
Help.
right, live in the studio, Downriver Dan and the Billies. This is live from Studio J. Every Thursdays from 4 to 7 and from 5 to 6, we do live performances for your listening pleasure. Hopefully you're enjoying the blues today. It's one of those kind of days. It's kind of dark and dreary out, you know, but I'll take the temperature, though. I tell you that right now.
T-shirt weather now.
It feels like it. Shorts. Let's go swimming. Yeah. Yeah, really. Okay. It looks like we got time for one more. Power. So I want to thank you gentlemen again for coming down. Dan, Billy, Bill. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Scott. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. And hopefully you'll come back again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right. So we're going to leave with, it sounds like a rocking tune. It's called Power.
Well, this one's there's a little Jimi Hendrix song. It's called Power of Soul.
Oh, Tower of Soul.
Thank you. any fag as possible. Abbreviated Power of Soul, 89.3 WHFR. With Downriver
Dan. Listener-supported non-commercial radio from the campus of Henry Ford College. This is WHFR Dearborn.
All right. It's time for the vinyl showcase for this afternoon. I got a treat for you today. Sisters of Your Sunshine Vapor. I picked this up this past weekend at their show over at the Loving Touch. And this is not their latest release, but the one before that called Desert Brain. We're going to hear Side A and Side B in its entirety. So let's get started. Enjoy.